This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
John Stossel says the problem is bad laws. Rafael Mengual describes it as the overcriminalization of America. Both are talking about the same problem and teamed up to produce a video that highlights an issue that needs to be addressed. To put simply, we have too many laws on the books, and many of which are outdated and need to be removed. For example, there's a law in South Carolina that bans 18-year-olds from playing pinball. Taking a rake from New York to New Jersey is actually a federal crime. Stossel pushes back on some of these examples in the video by pointing out that nobody goes to jail for silly or outdated laws. Mengual responds, that doesn't mean it's not a problem. Compliance takes time, money, and effort. He then provides examples where people were prosecuted. A woman was prosecuted for sheltering animals during a hurricane. She said she was just trying to make sure these poor animals weren't drowning, but North Carolina prosecutors filed criminal charges against her for practicing veterinary medicine without a license. In Kentucky, one man was giving eyeglasses to needy people who could not afford eye doctors, but the state official told him that this act of compassion was a crime. In these cases, you can see part of the problem is that established businesses are using existing laws or getting other laws passed so they can push out competition. They have lobbyists and can use laws and bureaucratic regulations to give them a market advantage. The bigger issue is that we have too many laws on the books. People commit crimes nearly every day without even knowing that they are doing so. State legislators need to focus some of their attention on existing laws that are outdated and unnecessary. Before they pass new laws, they should repeal the laws that we no longer need. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.